And Adam Maguire is here with the business news.
Thanks, Justin. One in five regular online shoppers have lost money through scams in the past year, according to research by Banking and Payments Federation Ireland. Perhaps that's one of the reasons why exhibitors at the Gifted Craft and Design Fair, which takes place in Dublin this week, are reporting resurgence in consumers wanting to shop face-to-face. Joining us now is one of the exhibitors, jewellery maker Maureen Lynch, and the organiser of Gifted, Patrick O'Sullivan. Maureen, are you seeing people turn away from online and back to bricks and mortar and face-to-face, and if so, why do you think that is?
Well, first of all, I think Irish people love to chat. I mean, I think we all love to chat, and I think what we came out of in the last few years means that we really, really love to chat. And I suppose what I make is such a personal, jewellery is a very personal item, so people, it just works very well if someone is able to come and talk to me in person. I mean, online sales are great, but it's very difficult to get the full story across when you're not face to face.
You do stock your items at a number of places around the country, a lot of bricks and mortar places. I presume you probably do pop-ups and things like that as well. What's the value of being at a place like a fair like Gifted?
Oh, listen, it's fantastic. I mean, I've been doing this show for 33 years with a break of 2 years at one point. It's fantastic because, you know, it's people see it as a huge tradition. These groups of people come on their own. For them, it's the start of Christmas. It's a fantastic opportunity for people to meet the person who made what they're selling. And they just, you know, we do, I think, well, I certainly have a huge passion for what I do. And I think that probably comes across. It also really helps. Each collection I make has a name. And there'd be a reason, you know, why it has that name. So, for example, I have a stone here from Killiney Beach. If I'm showing you this and you're saying, yes, that pendant is lovely. And I'm saying, yes, that was inspired by this stone that I picked up in Killiney Beach. When you're giving that gift to someone else, you're going to remember, God, that weird lady with the stone in her hand. But you are going to remember the story. Mm-hmm. Whereas if you just read that, if you bought it online and read it, I don't think that you'd remember it as clearly.
Patrick, you're expecting more visitors at Gifted this year, more exhibitors as well. Is Irish craft design holding its own against international pressure and you know, a lot of mass market companies that are in similar spaces?
Oh, very much so. All right. Oh, no, the Irish design and craft sector is absolutely booming at the moment. I mean, even the Design Crafts Council of Ireland, their latest statistics say that 4.8 billion euros of gross value added is what the industry is worth to Ireland. We estimate that about 1 million euros worth of crafts will be sold every day this week during the 5 days of Gifted in the RDS from this Wednesday. So there's a huge demand. We have a very loyal following. This is an important event in people's annual calendar. And it is, as Maureen was saying, just as human beings, we're sociable creatures. We want to interact. We want to meet face to face. We want to be in person. And the sales really are very strong at these events.
What's on the exhibition floor, generally they are luxury items. They often come at a premium, understandably, when you're talking about handmade items. Are a lot of those visitors going to be there just to have a look, especially considering the price pressure that people are under at the moment? They might just have a look and then walk away and buy something else somewhere else.
No, people come with the idea that they'll just maybe come and have a look. But we find that our experience is that you end up spending actually a lot more than you had maybe had anticipated spending, because there is such a wide choice. With 400 exhibitors at the event, you're going to find something very unique, very different, that you're not going to see anywhere else. And people respond positively to that. And the spend is colossal at the show, which is very important because it supports the Indigenous Irish craft workers throughout the rest of the year as well.
I don't know if that's a warning to people to be careful. You'll end up spending more than you plan to. Anyway, the organiser of Gifted, Patrick O'Sullivan, thank you for that. Jewellery maker Maureen Lynch, thank you as well.